All right, good morning. 6:35, Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
I was never big into that game.
No, you never liked Mario, huh?
No, I like Mario. I just didn't have it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a bunch of, and I don't like playing games with other people.
Yeah?
It's just that people annoy me.
You're the guy who didn't want to pass the controller.
Exactly, no. I'm first person, one person
For
games.
For God's sakes, you didn't play Mario?
No. Well, I didn't have a Nintendo growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, the Smash Bros, everything like that, never got into it.
No.
Nope. Mario Kart, anything like that? Man. Nope, never did.
Child.
It's because I didn't have any friends, Hunter.
You were deprived.
Son of a bitch.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits for you here. The AC/DC coins, speaking of AC/DC, they released a collection of them from the Royal Australian Mint. I have made their way on eBay at very inflated prices. I would love to have something like this for my collection, but again, I'm not... Being cheap, I'm not going to overpay for something.
All right,
you know?
Absolutely. If I had a coin like that, too, you know where it would end up? In like a pinball machine somewhere.
Oh,
damn it.
No.
Can you open that thing up?
And well, that's why I've always like, whenever you see these things like, oh, you can buy this limited edition $1 American coin for $50. No. You can.
To what? Show your friends?
Yeah. Look at this.
Check out this quarter.
Guess how much I paid for this dollar coin? $50. Got a deal on it? No, you got ripped off.
No, you didn't.
You moron. Hey, in 100 years, it's going to be worth like $10.
Yeah, and you won't be around.
You won't be around. Way to leave that. Moron.
Good purchase.
Good purchase. Queensryche's next album, The Verdict, will be out on March 1st. It is the third to feature Todd LaTorre, who replaced Jeff Tate in 2012. A month-long headlining tour will begin March 2nd in Orlando with Fate's Warning, and on select dates, The Cringe opening as well. So they are hitting the road. Speaking of hit the road, a little more than a month after Kiss said their next tour will be titled End of the Road, they have finally announced the first leg of dates. It starts on January 31st in Vancouver with 44 arena shows through April 13th. Good Lord.
It's not really the end of the road.
They'll have another
one. It's really only the beginning.
Actually, I think Kiss was actually my first real rock show. It was Kiss, Ted Nugent, and Skid Row. I was in eighth grade. It was amazing. First time I saw boobs at a rock show, and it changed my life forever. But that was the Psycho Circus tour, and I even think that was like one of their... They were kind of like, oh, this is our last tour. That was in 2000?
You can't say it if it's not. I'm just getting tired of it.
Here's Paul Stanley talking about the End of the Road tour.
I'm sure at some point it will become bittersweet, but it's a way of doing a victory lap and going out and thanking the people who've made us what we are with the biggest and most explosive show we've ever done. And we will go around the world thanking people and having one last time with them.
Now, while details of the stage production have yet to be revealed, they have designed new costumes to help bring their 45 years on the road to an end.
How old are these guys? Like 80?
Yeah, but with makeup, though, they look
young. Yeah, they're still dressing like they're like 22.
I will say, though, Kiss puts on one of the greatest shows.
Yeah.
It is just, I mean,
insane. I never got into them.
I don't quote me on this. I think they're coming to Grand Rapids. I'm pretty sure. And if that's the case, we're going. Because it is one hell of a show.
I'm pretty sure Gene Simmons and Steven Seagal are the same guy.
I'm almost positive.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll get backstage passes, and we'll throw a couple karate chops, and we'll see what Gene Simmons does.
I mean, aren't they both rocking, like, the blacked-out ponytail?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
And then, like, the blacked-out, like goatee.
I don't know if Gene has the goatee. I think, if you look at Steven Seagal's, his could be fake.
Oh, dude, it's
so
fake.
So maybe it's Gene just putting on.
It's like drawn on.
And he becomes Steven Seagal.
Dude, I'm telling you.
It'd be amazing. All right, that's your rock news. We'll be back.